and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Jammu and Kashmir Bank, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chintan Shah from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashasvi. Good morning, everyone present on the call, and thank you for being on the call. This is Chintan Shah from ICICI Securities. I welcome you all to the Q1 FY24 results conference call for Jammu and Kashmir Bank. We have with us from the management, Mr. Baldev Prakash, Managing Director and CEO, along with the management team. So without further delay, I would like to now hand over the call over to the management for their opening remarks, followed by a Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Chintan. A very good morning and warm welcome to all the participants. The Indian economy seems to have carried the momentum from past year into the current fiscal, and there has been no evidence by far that suggests a slowdown in the current financial year 2023-24. India ended the financial year 23 on a strong note. As per provisional estimates released by the NSO, recently stating the real GDP growth of 22-23 stood at 7.2%, higher than 7% as was projected earlier. The GST collections have been robust and the services sector recording decade-high expansion during the first 2 months of current fiscal. However, owing to global concerns, exports are struggling. Food inflation pushed the inflation higher in June. Monsoon remains a key factor till weather conditions normalize. For 23-24, the central government sees growth at about 6.5%. As per S&P Global Rating, India is poised to be the fastest growing economy for the next 3 years, estimating it to grow at 6.7% to 6% in 23-24 and 6.9% in succeeding 2 years. The growth is driven primarily by strength of the domestic demand. Stock market has witnessed a prolonged bull run, with the Sensex even crossing the 67,000 mark, supported by strong FII inflows. According to the IMF, manufacturing is showing weakness across G20 economies and global trade remains weak. But the demand for services is strong, particularly where tourism is recovering. The IMF did not indicate any change to its April 23 global GDP growth forecast of 2.8%, down from 3.4% in 2022, but said that risks were mostly tilted to the downside, including intensifying Russia's war in Ukraine, stubborn inflation and more financial sector stress that could disrupt markets. First quarter global growth slightly outpaced projections in its April forecast. But data since then has shown a mixed picture, with pockets of resilience along with signs of slowing momentum. Coming to J&K and Ladakh, the UTs have witnessed profound ameliorative, affirmative and progressive changes in the last 4 years, encompassing its entire governance, including development activities, public administration and security matters, which are positively impacting every aspect of economic and social well-being. The tourism industry has witnessed rapid improvement as J&K saw a record 1.9 crore footfall in the calendar year 22, and over 80 lakhs people have already visited the UT during the first half of this year, and the total tourist arrivals for year 23 is expected to cross 2 crores. Tourism has a cascading impact on multiple allied sectors like hotels, restaurants, houseboats, taxi, shikara operators, homestays, handicrafts, dry goods, small businesses, etc. Other sectors of the economy are also getting the push from infrastructure development, which has also improved the accessibility by providing all-weather connectivity. Banks across board have continued with good run of financial results in Q1 of financial year on the back of robust growth numbers. Due to inflation concerns, owing to high food prices, RBI may not reduce the policy rates in the near term, and the decision will largely hinge on global developments and moderation of weather conditions in the economy, in the country. Continuing with the sustained improvement in financial parameters, the bank has delivered another set of good quarterly numbers for June 23. What is discernible in the Q1 numbers is manifest in the growth in core revenue numbers, the interest income and the fee income. Year-on-year increase of 26% in interest income, 24% in NII, 12% in non-interest income has contributed to 38% increase in operating profits compared to corresponding quarter of previous financial year. On the sequential basis also, there is marked improvement in pre-provisioning operating profit, that is PPOP, by 17%. YOY growth in advances at 17% and sequential 3% on Q&Q basis is at par with the industry. Deposits growth at 8% YOY is lower than the industry. On sequential basis, June, that is June over March, decline in deposits has been a trend with the bank owing to movement of government funds which usually remain at the peak during March quarter. The bank had surplus liquidity, part of which was leveraged to support the credit growth. Owing to the existing interest rate differential, there has been some internal cannibalization of deposits, a shift from CASA towards term. Though most of our savings deposits accounts have exhibited inelastic character over sustained periods. Despite this slight shift, which is an industry phenomenon, our bank is maintaining a CASA ratio of 53.29%. In advances, while corporate loans at 17% and personal loans at 15% contribute majorly to the YOY growth, it has been the personal finance segment which has majorly contributed to Q&Q growth numbers. In the personal segment, housing loans have grown at over 20% on YOY and 4.5% on Q&Q basis. In order to address shortfall in PSL sub-segment, bank got over 44,000 eligible loan accounts aggregating to over 2,000 crores Udyam registered during the quarter to improve performance under MSME lending. The sustained improvement in yield on advances and yield on investment has resulted in NIM of 3.98% for the June quarter. Improvement in the yield on investment is a result of reinvestment of short-term securities acquired during low interest rate regime at better yields. There is further scope of improvement in these yields as we still have significant amount of redemptions of low yielding investments happening in the ensuing periods. With adoption of centralized processing for account opening, loan appraisal of personal, that is consumption and consumer loans, etc., including STP model for government employees, per employee productivity and profitability and resultant efficiency ratios are gradually improving. The cost to income ratio has moderated to 65.07% from 69.17% in corresponding period in financial year 2023 and 68.24% in March 2023 quarter. With better leveraging of technology, our intermediation cost, that is cost to serve, are bound to go down significantly. Plus, we have a significant number of high-cost employees scheduled to retire over the next 3 to 4 years. Coming to assets quality, we have further reduced our gross NPA and net NPA ratios to 5.7% and 1.39% respectively. And we are on course to achieve the year-end target of 4.5% of gross NPA. Provision coverage, we have increased to 87.55%. Recovery during the quarter was somewhat muted, but the highlights of the quarter is controlled slippages. After witnessing our elevated slippages last year due to some technical issues, our slippage ratio has been below 1.5% annualized during the June quarter. The restructured loan book is performing satisfactorily and it has reduced by over 240 crores during the current quarter, and the trend for reducing it further shall continue. On the credit cost front, 26 basis point during Q1, we are confident to keep it to the bare minimum owing to the controlled slippages, high PCR, which reduces our aging provision requirement, and expected write-backs on account of recoveries. We foresee adequate internal accruals during the year, which are expected to suffice our CET1 capital requirements. However, we have an enabling board approvals for raising of capital, which we may consider utilizing at appropriate time and price. If need be, there will be more clarity regarding this going forward, maybe after Q3, based on the trend of CAT. The capital adequacy ratio of 14.83% as on June 23 is without reckoning the quarterly profit and amount mobilized under ESPS 2023. Once again, I thank you all and acknowledge your guidance, support and trust, and we expect it to continue in the coming days. I will be glad to have your questions now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Vivek from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and congratulations on another good quarter. My question is around your expansion plans, especially in your loan book as well as your deposit base. If you split it into your core state business and union territory business and outside of and the rest of India business, what would be the proportion that you target in both corporate loans as well as retail loans and in deposits? So if we look at the bank a year from now or a couple of years from now, what are the proportions that you would have so that you can maintain healthy credit quality as well as deposit base? Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Vivek. Good question. And as far as expansion plan is concerned, we have already approved 20 branches, around 20 branches in the rest of country, particularly those places where very good potential exists for the business and where we do not have the existing presence. The focus will be in these areas will be mainly on liabilities, but there will be expectations from these branches to grow the quality business in loans also, particularly the retail part, that is home loans. Home loans or education loans or auto loans, etc. As far as the rest of India business proportion is concerned, you might have observed this in the last year that the rest of country business contribution is going up. We ended at 32%. This year also we are expecting to work on the same strategy. Hopefully we should be reaching to around 35% this year. The overall, I think, in the medium term, we expect a percentage of rest of India business in the range of around 40%. And as far as the business of the type of business is concerned, rest of India, our focus remains on the good corporates and the government corporations. And now this year, the shift is towards home loans to improve our home loan book in the rest of country also, besides in our home territories.
So thank you very much. That was very clear. Just on that, you know, when you expand, the cost income ratio would be at around current levels, no, sir? I mean, or is there any scope for improvement there? That's my last question. Thank you.
Yes. So cost to income ratio, we are, see, this is mainly contributed by the staff costs. So staff costs, as I have indicated, will be little bit rigidity is there, but that is being addressed in a very effective manner. As I have told in my opening remark, the high cost employees are getting retired now, and the new employees will have only 1/3 of the cost. So overall, with the expansion plan, cost to income ratio is not going to be impacted significantly. And then we are leveraging the technology also.
Sir, thank you very much and wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, Deepak, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and thank you very much, sir, for the taking my queries. Sir, just first up, I wanted to touch upon the cost to income part. I think on an annual basis, we have in we have guided that around 60% is the cost to income that we would look at for FY24. So is there any change to that? Because currently we are at 65%, and based on your commentary also, I think it looks like the cost-income ratio is not likely to go down, right?
No, Deepak, we are confident to meet the guidance. There has been a lot of steps which we have taken. If you might have observed, this cross-selling income has seen a good uptick because of our new tie-ups with the third-party players. Mm-hmm. Then our treasury income has also seen improving trend this quarter. Then technical write-off, we are expecting a good recovery, which will be obviously impacting positively the cost-income ratio. Mm-hmm. And around 1,500 employees are getting retired in next 3 years, 3 to 4 years. And these are all high-cost employees. So all these factors, I'm sure, this year we should be meeting the guidance, and going forward the improvement will be more significant.
So what you're saying is that the 60% cost to income this year is still a likelihood, right?
Yes, yes. We will make it happen.
Okay, understood. Fair enough. And secondly, sir, I wanted to understand now in your opening remark, in one of the recent interviews, you had mentioned that we are confident of achieving 4,000 crores in profit over next 4 years. So just wanted to understand what, what do you mean by this statement actually? I mean, this 4,000 crores is in terms of annual profit that you are looking to achieve over next 4 years, is that what we are trying to do here?
Yes. So by FY 2028, we have a target of 4,000 crores of profit and 5 lakh crores of business. So it is around 3 times of the profit which we have generated in the last year, 2023. So given the factors which have including the growth, business growth, as well as the income streams, the steps taken for improving the cost to income ratio, I'm pretty confident that we will be able to achieve that level of 4,000 crores of profit.
Okay. And what sort of growth we are assuming in this year? I mean, next by FY20, what sort of CAGR growth we are looking at when we are factoring in 4,000 crores of profit?
So our around 15 to 16% definitely we will be achieving this year as far as the credit growth is concerned, and over a period of time it will be in the range of around 16% hopefully, and we will be able to do that.
Understood. And sir, my final question is on your ROA. So what's the aspirational ROA we are looking at for our kind of business?
We are touching around 1 now, as of now. Mm-hmm. And that is where I think we are looking for 1 plus. We want to maintain it 1 plus, around 1 plus.
Fair enough. I got it. That's very clear, sir. And all the very best, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deepak.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Rishikesh Oza from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for my question is respect to the
sir,
wage
sorry, provision. Can you use your handset mode, please? Your voice is breaking. No, it is still not clear.
Wait, let me go to the better place. Hi, am I audible now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Oh yeah, my first question is with to the wage provision that we have taken about 112 crore. So was this a one-off item or this is expected to continue?
Yes, can you please repeat your question?
So we have taken 112 crore provision this quarter. So is this a one-off item or we expect this to continue for a few quarters going ahead?
112, what is 112?
So I'm talking about the wage provisions that we have taken.
Wage provision. Okay. So, see, the salary is for the employees is due from November 2022.
Revision.
Okay, so the salary revision from IBA. So for that, we are making a provision every quarter. This is also part of that provision only. There is no, special provision for other things.
So are we expecting this to continue for the coming few quarters too?
Yes, every quarter we are making it because that salary revision is maybe happening next year or any time. So till that time, this provision we will be continuing making it.
Okay. And so what are the gross slippages for this quarter?
Sujay, you have the number?
Yes, sir. Good morning, dear. Good morning. I'm Shujat. The gross slippages is on annualized basis this quarter is below 1.5%.
It is 283 crores during this quarter.
Okay. So I think it is significantly lesser than what we were seeing in the past few quarters. So do we stick to a, guidance in Q1 that you had indicated the credit cost will be, zero for FY24?
Yes. Mostly during this quarter, it will be around less than zero. And maybe in the third and fourth quarter, let us see. But definitely it will be below 1%.
Okay. And so with respect to the credit cost will be less, and I think if OPEX also trends down towards 60% cost to income, so fair to say from Q2 onwards, you can see, 400 to 450 crores plus of profit?
Let us see, but we are confident that we will be, keeping this trend of, growth both in business as well as in the profitability.
Okay. That was helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Rishikesh.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Manish Ostwal from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And I laid the call slightly late. So can you, start your comment about the J&K state economy and how the credit and demand environment in the state? Yeah.
Good morning, Manish. See, as I have referred in my opening remarks, the state has seen a renewed interest from various angles from the development activities. Now the environment, the business environment in the Union Territory is improving a lot, and which is driven mainly by tourism. Last year, the state has, the Union Territory has recorded around 1.9 crores in footfall. And this year, it will be definitely going more than 2 crores. And the G20 meeting has actually improved the sentiments further. And this type of activities is supporting all the small activities, including hotels and restaurants, and including the taxi operators, the small handicrafts, and shikara operators, etc. Over and above, maybe early part of the next year, next calendar year, we will be having the rail connectivity with right up to Baramulla. Lot of improvements we are seeing on ground happening in the Union Territory of J&K, and this is the right time to get invested in the state, and J&K Bank is the best instrument for that.
Understood, sir. The second question on your growth on growth in the business. So advances growth is 17% and the deposit growth 8%. Actually, deposit base has declined on quarter-to-quarter basis by 1%. So, and the CD ratio around 69%. So because of our CD ratio is low, that's why we are growing the deposit slowly, or any competitive pressure we are seeing in the market. Why the deposit base declined quarter-to-quarter and why is this low compared to the loan growth on a YOY basis?
Yes. So as Manish, I have referred in my opening remarks also, this has been a trend which has been curtailed significantly this quarter because particularly because of the government deposits which generally peak in the month of March. So the first quarter they again utilize those funds and then first quarter it goes down. But if you see now going forward, besides of course the government deposit will start coming and plus there will be a fresh accretion in the retail deposit, which will be happening because of our lot of steps we have taken, including the digital initiatives which we are providing to our customers. So I'm sure that this quarter you will see a good improvement in the deposits also, but on because of the historical reasons, this quarter has been subdued as far as the overall deposits are concerned.
Right,
so, yeah, Manish, so I just want to add 1.3 lakh same bank account we have opened in this quarter, and this is a historic actually. We have been very active and moving all the branches are moving out and proactively opening these accounts. So this will definitely change the entire perspective of the deposit going forward.
Right, sir. And on the capital raise plan, you said quarter 3 or quarter 4 will be raising the capital. So what could be the size of the capital raise whenever it happens?
So as of now, we have approval of 750 crores for CET1 and 1,000 crores for Tier 2. But Tier 2, of course, we should be raising in the third quarter. But for CET1, we will take a call after third quarter only. So maybe in the month of January, we will take a call.
And lastly, sir, in your technological initiative, you talk on your commentary, but if it is better to put certain, moving parts in like of transaction happening through digital channel versus vis-a-vis branch network, it should be part of the presentation so that we can compare with other banks, how the J&K Bank is performing on those parameters with the other banks. It will be more helpful to understand the insight of all the technological strength of the bank.
Yes. We will make it in the next presentation, but as of now, over 90% of the transactions are happening digitally, 10% in the branch channels.
Yes, sir. And all the very best, and I've seen the progress of the bank under your leadership and your entire team. So all the best to your team for the coming quarter. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Manish.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Amit Kumar Gupta from FinTrack Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, Amit, you are very much audible.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you for having me, sir. I have two questions. One is, we have seen a very bad flood kind of a situation in Himachal and Uttarakhand. So I just wanted to understand, how is the situation of floods in Jammu and how much it will be the impact on the business as such. And my second question is regarding the divestment of the PNB Metalife stake, which we have talked about in the last quarter as well. What is the progress on that? And is there any valuation change on the metric? And when we expect that to be completed? Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Amit. See, as far as flood situation is concerned, we have not seen any flood-like situation in Jammu and Kashmir. And so far, there is no cause of worry. We don't have much operations in Uttarakhand and Himachal also. So no impact of floods or any sort of things in our businesses. And about the divestment of PNB Metalife, as I have covered during my last quarter also, that call we have not yet taken. That will be only the last thing we will be doing. Hopefully this year we may not require it. So as of now, I think this we will think only in the next year.
Sir, pardon my ignorance. Earlier in the one of the con calls, it was decided that it would be done in H1 FY24. Is there a change in the timeline for that?
As of now, we don't need it actually. So so far the internet approvals are good, and there is no urgency for us to do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amit.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have our next question from the line of Sangeeta Purushottam from Kogaito. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning and congratulations on a great set of numbers. I have two questions primarily. One is relating to a previous comment you made about the ROA being, the ROA that you're comfortable being about 1%. Could you just clarify that, is that for this year or are you looking at that as like a medium-term target, and what kind of therefore ROE would the bank be able to generate? That is one question. My second question is that given the resurgence in the economy of J&K, are you likely to see increased competitive activity from other banks entering the territory, and how are you positioned and how would you therefore maintain your cost of funds, which has been a big advantage so far that it's been amongst the lowest in the country?
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. The first question is about ROA. When I'm talking of around 1% of ROA, that is applicable to this year. So going forward, we will see how the business environment pan out. But in the long term, we will be looking to around 1.4 to 1.5% over the last 3 to 4 years. That is one. Another is about the competition. Yes, because of the increased activities in the UT, both for J&K and Ladakh, competition is bound to happen. But for that, we have taken a good number of steps, including the branch expansion. Then we have a big strength, actually. We have all the employees who are local. And they are well-versed with the local culture. They are known to the local people, and they speak their language. And because of that, there's a strong building, and that's a brand building, the brand image is there for the bank. So generally, our customers, they, despite the fact that the competition may come and lure our customers, we are not much worried, but we are not complacent also. We are taking the proactive steps, ensuring that our business remains intact rather grows.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Gururaj Kalyan from KCNPL. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and congratulations for a wonderful set of numbers once more. I'm liking the trajectory I'm seeing of the bank for the last many quarters. But I just want to go back to a question we raised in the last call, which was the ESOP issue. That's the first of my questions, to understand where it is now. Is it resolved? Is it still an open discussion? I'd appreciate an update on that.
Yes. Thank you, Gururaj. So as of now, the ESOP issue, this quarter we have not counted that amount of which we have raised in ESOPs as like in our March quarter also. So whatever the ratios you are seeing is excluding of that amount. And these auditors, they have raised this question last quarter. We have referred this matter to the regulatory authorities. We are yet to get a response from that side, from them. But nobody has asked us to reverse that amount and pay back to the employees as of now.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And the second question is, it's heartening to hear that 4,000 crores is your targeted profit number for FY28. But is it at the PBT level or the PAT level, sir?
That is, we are talking about PAT.
PAT level.
Yes.
Okay. And the final question is, please, J&K Bank has set a scorching rate of growth over the last multiple quarters. When will you see this trajectory peaking, sir? I mean, obviously, we can't continue at this pace forever. While I would like it to be true, If I had to ask you, when do you see this kind of growth trajectory peaking, what would be your answer to that?
See, the overall environment, business environment in our home territory is improving. And there is a further scope of improvement. As I have told, a lot of new steps the government has taken in this territory, which and then law and order has improved. The accessibility of this area, even the train connectivity is getting improved. I mean, all the business activities are seeing a very good uptick. And we, being the major financial institution available in this territory, so obviously the maximum benefits are is getting to J&K Bank. So as of now, I think we see that a good growth is expected, but very difficult to say when it will peak out as of now. Maybe definitely in the medium term, we see that business environment will continue improving.
Okay. So most of the gains so far have come from tremendous operational efficiency. Would that be a right thing to say, sir? Enhancement of operational efficiency. Would that be a key trigger so far?
You are talking about NIM?
No, overall. If I look at the bank's performance overall,
yes.
The key for the turnaround has been a dramatic improvement in operational efficiency. Would that be a correct statement?
So that is one part. Another part is lot of work has been done on the governance levels. And then the steps we have taken in the technology also has a big contribution towards overall improvement in the efficiency.
So on the revenue side, you're saying that the growth is going to come because you're looking at the rest of India, and you're looking at about 40% coming from the rest of India, which de-risks the Jammu and Kashmir issue. And that is going to come more from corporates and government corporations. Would that be correct, sir?
Supported by housing.
And housing. Okay. Thank you, sir. I it's a great pleasure for me to look at these numbers. It makes me very happy, and I wish all of you a lot of good luck to Axel Breakers Club.
Thank you, Guruji.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Preet Nagarsheth from Wealth Advisor. Please go ahead.
Right. Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, my question is, first it's a bookkeeping question. What would be our book value after quarter one?
Book value after?
Quarter one.
Quarter?
After this quarter.
After this quarter?
Yeah, after Q1.
Q1. After counting of ESPS. Around 83, I think it should be 83.
Right. My second question, sir, is that right now the capital markets are in a good space and attracting a lot of investments. So would it not make better sense to prepone your plan to raise capital, the CET1 capital, right in this environment rather than wait for, say, January, February, where the capital markets could be maybe in a different space, a different sentiment?
Good question, Preet. Actually, we have deliberated on this issue a lot. And as of now, number one, we are expecting good internal accruals. That is one. Another thing is we do not want to divest below the book value. So that also is, that pricing is also a factor. So considering all these aspects, we have taken a call that let's wait for some time.
Yeah. So then the next question is regarding dividend. Do we see any dividend stacking and any kind of dividend policy being framed going forward, considering the growth that is coming in?
Yes, we have a dividend policy, and the board will take a call appropriately depending upon the performance of the bank. Last year, we have given a dividend of 50 paisa per share. We have started it after so long years.
60. Correct. Okay, but do we have any policy that states that a certain percentage of the profits will be distributed as dividends?
Yes, we have the policy. I don't remember it exactly, but the policy is there in place.
Right, sir. Wonderful. Thank you so much, sir, and wish everyone all the best.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have our next question from the line of Jatin from Invest Savvy Portfolio Management LLP. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. We had two questions.
One is that we've been seeing that credit costs till last quarter, there was actually a write back of around 175 crores, whereas this quarter there's been a provisioning and contingency of 75 crores. Now going forward, how do you see these numbers pan out for this year as in the next few quarters? And the other thing was, you mentioned that deposit growth was lower because money moves out, government moves money out in Q1. So March there is excess cash parked and then it moves out in Q1. But on a year-on-year basis, that phenomena would kind of even out. So how do you see that and what is your view on that part?
Yes. Thank you, Jatin, and good morning. So as far as credit cost is concerned, we are expecting it to be below 1% during the entire year. And this quarter, it's still in the negative only, less than zero. So this quarter recoveries were little muted, and they must be happening in the coming quarters. That is one. Another thing is that last quarter, March quarter, we had a one-off entry of IFIN, where a good amount of
230
crore amount was recovered. So that was contributed to that quarter's income. As far as deposits are concerned, as I have already discussed, besides, yes, our dependence is there on the government deposits, which will continue accruing to the bank because we are the agency bank for the government and all the government deposits are with us only. And the second will be that lot of other steps we have taken, including the expansion plan, which will be supporting our liability franchise. And that will be happening in the state of in the UT of J&K and Ladakh as well as in the rest of the country. Jatin.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Arjun Bagga from Baroda BNP Paribas Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Good morning and thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to check with you. So during the quarter, advances growth exceeded the deposits growth, and that's the reason that CD ratio increased to 70%. So just wanted to check what kind of a number would we be comfortable with incrementally, and what would be a number that we'll be looking at for a steady state?
The levers for lower CD ratio and short-term surplus also supplement our credit growth. So that is one point. And the growth which we have seen around 17% this quarter, we are likely to maintain the same level, and we are confident of meeting our guidance.
Okay, sir. Any specific numbers if you were to give that the 70% could go to what levels? Or
CD ratio, maybe maximum 72.
Okay, so maximum would be 72%.
Yes.
Okay, sir. And sir, just a clarification regarding the cost to income ratio. So for this quarter, we were at 65%. So did I hear this correct that for the full year, we are expecting 60%, and by FY26 or maybe next 2-3 years, we are expecting that to come to somewhere between 50-55%. Is that understanding correct?
50. Yeah, you are very much correct. We will be touching around 60% this year. And then going forward around mid-50s.
Okay, sir. Okay. And just lastly on the NIM side, so what kind of number are we looking at for the full year, FY24?
NIM, our guidance is 3.75 to 3.9. I think we will be in that range only. This quarter it is 3.98. But going forward, let us see how the liabilities, because we are expecting that some competition will be there in liabilities. So keeping that in the mind, we are confident of meeting our NIM guidance, that is 3.75 to 3.90.
Sure, sir. This is very helpful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Asha Rawal from Shubhkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you. Good morning, sir.
Morning, ma'am.
So my question is pertains to the borrowings. In this quarter, we have seen sharp jumps in the borrowing. So I just wanted to know, in near term, it will going to remain the same, or how do you see the trend going forward?
Borrowing this quarter, I think it will be around in this range only. It will be flat only because we don't see the need of borrowing, because going forward, this quarter has been exceptional because the government funds have been withdrawn. But going forward, we will see that the growth will be happening in deposits also. And we have a short-term investment of about 7,000 crores in CDs and treasury bills, which will be supporting us in the credit growth.
Okay.
So borrowings will be muted only.
And then, sir, I just wanted to know how much the percentage of the governments in the deposit contribute towards the deposits.
Percentage of government in the deposits. Government deposits. That data is not readily available with me, unfortunately. We will email you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So do you see the NIM pressure going forward in terms of cost of funds or
yes.
Your expansion, the 25 branch in this year. So the cost of funds should, it should go from here on, right? It can't be remain the same which we have seen in this quarter or previous some quarter.
Yes. No, I fully agree with you. And that is what we are saying, that the NIM should be around 3.75 to 3.90 in that range. So we are also expecting the same trend as far as cost of deposits or cost of funds is concerned.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sonal Kohli from Bowhead. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I have a few questions. So, firstly, in 2023, was any one-off income or in any major cost item,
2023. Yes. Sonal, good morning. And can I give it to our CFO, Mr. Pratik?
Yes. Good morning, Sonal. In 2023, there were three one-off items. Well, the first in terms of cost was the ESPS cost, which is the discount given to the employees. The second was cleaning the balance sheet with the intangible to declare the dividend, because that's a regulatory requirement. And the third was reversal of an income item, which was receivable from a corporation, because again for regulatory reasons.
Sir, what was the quantum of these one-offs?
So the intangible, the combined value was in the range of 150 crores.
So this would this occur again this year or no? It's non-recurring in 24.
No, that won't recur. It was purely
That will not happen this year.
So you're saying 150 crore difference if these recurring items, if I understood you correctly, these recurring items wouldn't happen, your PBT would have been higher by 150 crores. Is my understanding correct? Or
yes.
Am I missing something?
Yes, that is the correct understanding, Sonal.
Secondly, sir, in terms of NIMs, from a longer term perspective, bearing let's say next one or two quarters, where do you see the NIM settling and what would be drivers of those? And, from a long-term perspective, what could be your loan-to-deposit ratio? You said 7,000 crores of deposit are maturing, but at the same time, investments are maturing. At the same time, you're maintaining the, loan-to-deposit ratio will be 72. So this 72 is 2024 target or a medium-term, long-term target? And if this is not the long-term, medium-term target, where could we end up considering it? We are way lower than any other bank in the country.
So long term could be around 75. This we am talking about. 72 we are talking about short term target. And this 7,000 crore is we are expecting this year itself.
So that itself would lead to a nice delta in your loan to deposit ratio.
Yes. That is a good lever with us. That's why our borrowing will be muted only.
And sir, with your gross NPAs coming down, logically speaking, based on whatever I understand, you'll have a nice delta in your NIMs. But despite that, you are expecting a nice decline in NIMs in spite of, loan to deposit ratio increasing, leverage reducing because you are making healthy profits compared to the past, so your leverage ratio will also fall. So, is this like a realistic target, or are you being a little conservative? And what would be a medium-term NIM target, you know, for you, considering increase in loan cost to deposit ratio and leverage and, you know, recoveries in, you know, NPS?
Yeah, so Sonal, as I have told last time also, we want to be a little conservative as far as NIM is concerned, NIM percentage is concerned, because we have to just see how the deposit swap pans out in future. That is the only concern in our mind. Maybe cost of deposit is likely to go up because of the competition going up. Maybe we'll have a better, I think, clarity after Q2 as far as NIMs are concerned.
Understood, sir. And sir, when you're talking about 4,000 crore profit estimate, you're comparing it to 2023, obviously, you know, 2023 was a low credit cost period, you know. So I have two questions here. So, you know, what are likely to be credit costs in 2024-25? Are they likely to remain low, or, you know, post-2024, they're likely to go up in 2025? So what is the runway we have? Is it like 6 months? Is it like more like 2 years in terms of low credit costs? And when you are building 2028 estimates, are you taking similarly lower level of credit cost even in the future, or you are using a more normalized credit cost in those 4,000 crore estimates?
Yes, yes. Pratik, can you like?
Hi, Sonal. So I like to answer that question. Credit cost we expect in 28 to be in the range of less than 1%, around that particular kind of thing. The key reasons are going to be growth in business, leveraging of capital coming to our benefit, the long-term capital plan and internal accruals, and thereby strengthening the network. And NIMs we expect, because we are already conservative right now, we expect to sustain them based on the mathematical estimates that we have made.
And the Sonal, the one factor which will be supporting us to achieve the target which we have taken will be the reduction in employee cost. As I covered in our opening remark, 1,500 employees will be retiring in the next 3 to 4 years, and all these are high-cost employees. And the employee cost as of now is 65%, and the target is to below 50%. Because of this factor, we will be able to achieve this.
The other question I had was regarding the credit cost outlook for 24 and 25. You know, would it remain benign in these both the years, or the era of low credit cost is over for us?
No. It will remain benign for this year and in the next year also. We are expecting recoveries.
Understood. And sir, are there any other levers, like, you know, I see that our income is very low compared to other banks. Are we doing anything about it? I have actually three more questions. First is regarding other income. Are we doing anything about it? From a long-term perspective, you know, is there a strategic intent to increase it over a period of time? The second question was pertaining to the SMAs, both end of the quarter and, you know, mid-month, which you normally share. First two questions, and then I'll ask you the third one later.
Yeah. So, Sonal, other income, we have taken a lot of steps, particularly relating to cross-selling income, improving the cross-selling income. In the last year, we had three tie-ups, new tie-ups, with various other companies. And this year, those tie-ups will be delivering us some income, which will be over and above which we have earned last year. Then the subsidiary which we have, JKBFSL, that is not fully leveraged as of now. We have taken this year a target to leverage that subsidiary fully and improving our other income. Then government receipts, both in the Ladakh as well as in our J&K, as of now nothing much is coming in the government receipt. It's likely to improve during this year. We have taken steps in that, and we are leveraging the technology for that. The second question was relating to
SMA.
SMA, yeah.
SMA is both end of the quarter and mid-month.
Yes. So SMA, Sujay, can you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah. Good morning, dear.
Yes.
SMA is at the end of the month, I should say. we are seeing some inflated figures. But as compared to the last year, if you see September 22 figure, our total SMA as on that was 28,000 crores. But if you see the March figure, you can see it's complete reversal. We had SMA 1 and 2 of just 5,300 crores. Same is the position as of June, it was 5,367. And if you see it today, it's around 3,000 crores only, which is less than 5%.
Sonal, see, we have worked hard as far as slippages are concerned. Hardly any slippages are happening now. Now SMA is the next target. So SMA 1 and SMA 2, you'll find a lot of improvement in this quarter.
Understood. And sir, regarding in doing all these activities regarding the bank, you know, whether it is your employee cost or whether it's your other income or technology or many other initiatives which you may be taking, which, you know, we may not be aware about, are you hiring any outside consultants or it's all being done in-house only?
So as far as this employee cost is concerned and the manpower assessment area, we have hired a consultant which is Big Four, and they are on the job, and maybe the picture will be clear in a quarter or so. And we
and
have
for any other initiative, have you hired a consultant?
Yeah, so other consultant we have hired, that's again a Big Four, for the impact of ECL, likely impact of ECL as per index, and that work is also in process.
Great, sir. And sir, in addition to these employees retiring, could there be any other levers for reducing employee costs like technology or, you know, anything else in the future?
Yes,
you know?
Yes. So all options are on the table as of now. Because of that only, this consultant is working with us. So this is apparently very clear to us even before consultant that these 1500 employees are retiring. All these are high cost employees. So that I have already covered. Then with the recommendations of the consultant, we will take the steps to improve upon that.
So do you expect significant improvement in this ratio, you know, beyond FY24 as well, like in next 3-4 years, like for your 20-year target?
Sonal, it will be difficult for me to say on this today. Maybe next quarter things will be clear once we have the recommendations of consultant ready with us.
Great. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Gaurav Agrawal from 91 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, a few quarters back, we had this problem of technical slippages. And you gave some reason that you were upgrading your IT systems, etc., because of which, you know, the accounts became NPA temporarily while you were able to recover them in that same quarter. Sir, can you just elaborate a bit more on what happened exactly with those accounts? What is the status of those accounts now? And and if you can also share, you know, whether those issues are behind us and what gives you confidence that those kind of issues will not arise again.
Yes. Thank you, Gaurav. And very good question. See, we had migrated the platform itself, the core banking platform itself, which was overdue. We have done it last year. And after that, the normal banking operations were not a problem. But because of this new software upload, new software upgradation, the slippages were happening. There was some patch which was working in the earlier software, which was not operating in the new software, which we find out with the support of our technology team, and that has been fixed now, and that is a thing of past. And because of that only, you are seeing that we are now in full control of slippages. We had 282 crores of 0.5%. So this is the thing of past now, and in future we don't foresee any such problem which is beyond our control.
Okay. Sir, in terms of your slippages guidance, I joined the call a bit late. So can you please help me if you have given any guidance on the slippages part for FY24, the whole of FY24? Q1 was very good.
Yes. So we will be in the similar range, less than 2%.
So in terms of absolute figures, it was like 280 crore. So we expect somewhere around 300 crore kind of a slippage on a quarterly basis.
So just not more than that. Yes, exactly. 300 crores per
maximum. 300
that's the max,
crores,
max.
Maximum 300 crore per quarter. You can expect.
We can guide you, sir. It has been not been been more than 30 crores during this month for 24 days that have gone by.
And sir, on the restructured book, you have around 1,000 crore of restructured book, which is non-NPA, which is kind of standard. How is the track record on that book? How is the recovery so far? How much of it is has come out of moratorium? How much of it is, you know, paying you currently? If you can share any statistics on this 1,000 crore of restructured standard assets, would be helpful for us to understand your NPA trajectory.
Yes, so as far as restructured book is concerned, can you share me the data?
So we have a restructured book of?
We have 2200 crore, of which I think 1000 odd crore is NPA. So,
NPA, which is provided for to the extent of 78%.
So one is that the restructured book is holding well. There are no further slippages. This quarter we had a recovery of 142 crores out of that book. So there are recoveries happening now, and given the business environment which is improving in the overall our area of operation, so these accounts will be performing, will become performing, and this book is likely to go further down during this year.
Okay, and anything on the recovery part, how much of these, you know, the accounts which are supposed to pay of this 1,000 crore, out of that, how much are paying you regularly?
There has been no slippages. There have been addition of only...
you have any figures?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sir, it's, recoveries are forthcoming as per the envisaged these repayment schedules and the structured terms and conditions. And during the next two quarters, we are hopeful of upgrading 400 crores out of this, which are fully provided for, and we'll unlock that provision and the 100% provision.
Gaurav, as of now, the structured book is not a concern for us.
Maybe sir, I'll take this offline. And the last question is...
Mr. Agrawal, you know, I request you to join back the queue, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you all the participants for joining in today in our conference call. For any further questions or queries or details and comments or anything else which you want, the team is always available, and you can also direct your queries to our investor relations desk, and we will be definitely respond. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.